Welcome back. And the first thing I'm going to start with is things to do. Sorry if there is a kind of a sound in the background. Our neighbor is cutting down a tree, so it's a bit loud. But the first thing to do is to go biking. So me and my dad actually did that this morning. We went for like a 6-mile bike ride. And it felt really good. I'm exhausted now, but it felt really good. So I definitely recommend that too, especially since like a lot of your sports were canceled, so you can't do things like that. The next thing, since we're going into summer, I know my library does a summer reading challenge. And actually, you don't have to go to my library to do it. I will put that link in the episode description. So what it is try to read as many books as you can during the summer. And that was always like so fun to me, because especially now it gives you something to do when you can't go see your friends and stuff. And so I'm going to put the link of the website into the podcast description, the podcast episode description, because the website's called Biblionasium, and you can create a login, and it's free, and it like tracks all the books that you've read that summer, and so you can go back and see. And then I don't know if you get a reward at the end or something. I think like if you do it, you turn in your slip to the library and you get like an ice cream cone. But if your library doesn't do it, I'm sure your parents will allow you to do it, because like they can give you like an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae or something at the end of the summer. Okay, next up is make a shadow puppet. You can use like a sock and put googly eyes on it. Oh, sorry, a shadow puppet. My bad, I was thinking like a sock puppet. So you can do like last time I said you can do a camp out. So this is another fun activity to do during your camp out. You can turn off the lights and shine the flashlight and do shadow puppets. And guess what it is? Me and my family love doing that. It's so fun. Like, so I definitely recommend that. Next is make a sidewalk chalk mural, which if you don't know what a mural is, it's one of those like giant paintings on the side of a building. And so you can like make one on your driveway of whatever you want. So that sounds super fun to me. Next is set up your backyard as a carnival. Ooh, that sounds fun. So you can probably have like a face painting station, and you can have maybe like a bowling thing where you can have like a bouncy ball, and then have toilet paper rolls or paper towel rolls setting up, and then try to like knock them down. So you can just have like really fun activities to do. Next that I recommend is making totem poles out of paper towel rolls and decorating them. That sounds really fun. Like, you can totem poles. I know there's an artist here in Atlanta an artist that's from Atlanta who, I don't know why I said here in Atlanta, an artist that's from Atlanta, and he like goes around and does like from totem poles, he like paints them and stuff, like little faces. And his name is Black Cat Tips. So, and I know he does like has like a really fun Instagram page, so you might want to go check that out. Next is make jewelry. That is super fun to me. Even if you just have like string, you can do it. If you have beads, that'd be best, but if not, it doesn't really matter. But make jewelry for yourself or your sibling. Make a birdhouse out of popsicle sticks. That sounds really fun. And I will get a link in there on how to do it, because you're probably like, how in the world do I make a birdhouse out of popsicle sticks? So, it definitely sounds like a good activity to do. Um, Sorry, so the next thing is learn about stargazing and the constellations, and then go outside at night and see if you can see any, which that is really fun, especially if you're doing like a camp out thing, which I know my family is doing next Friday, because our last day of school, so we're like doing a hurrah for it. So that sounds really fun, like, especially like if you get to know the constellations, and then like you can point out to your kids when you have them, oh look, this is Orion or whatever. Ooh, this one sounds really fun. I definitely recommend this. Sorry, I don't know why I was saying doing that. It is make paper boats and race them in a kiddie pool, which that sounds really fun because like you can probably like get in the kiddie pool and race them. I don't know, it sounds fun. And I will put a link in there on how to do that because I know that seems kind of hard to make a paper boat. If you're good at origami, definitely do that. Yeah. And also, I don't know if I said this or not, but if you practice your sport that you play, that's really good because you need to get practice. Lots of practice while you're in quarantine. And so when you can go back to play your sport, you can go back and be nice and strong. That's all I have on things to do today. If you found something interesting, please rewind the episode and copy it down so you can save it for later. Next up is something to do right now, and that I will actually give you a tutorial on how to do it, and you'll see more after the break. Welcome back from the break. Now we are going to do something to do right now, and that is decorate your pencil. So come back, and I will tell you how to do it. So what you'll need is a pencil and washi tape, or also known as decorative tape, and scissors. So first thing you want to do is cut your washi tape to a very, very long strand of washi tape, about a foot. Cut it with your scissors, and then take your pencil and just wrap it around, you might want to wrap it around. For the first time, you want to wrap it around twice, just since the tape isn't so sticky. Then just wrap it around going down. So I'm just going to do that. And if you have a little bit of extra washi tape at the end, just cut it off. But a foot should be perfect. I don't have any extra. And then your pencil is super pretty. I hope it turns out well. And it's super easy craft you can do right now after the podcast is over. I have two podcasts to recommend. The first one being ATL Sports Now, a podcast on Anchor. It is made by my friend Owen. They go over all the latest sports news every day. Go to anchor.fm/ATL Sports Now. That's anchor.fm/ATL Sports Now to listen to their podcast. The next podcast is Potter Pals. If you are a Harry Potter fan, definitely check out their podcast. The first episode is coming out on Friday, June 5th. So go to anchor.fm/potter-pals-podcast. That's anchor.fm/potter-pals-podcast to listen to a Harry Potter adventure. Now on to recommendations. And today I have two books and two shows/movies.
So, the first book is called The Wild Robot by Peter Brown, and it is a very good book that is also never-ending suspense. You can probably tell I like suspense. But I really love that book. And there is a second book, so it's The Wild Robot and The Wild Robot Escape. So, those two books are in a series, and those are the two books that I'm going to be recommending today. It is about a robot that goes on all these adventures, and she gets stuck in the wild, and she ends up living there. So, I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but those are the two books. Next up is a show on Netflix, and I loved it. I am a 10-year-old girl. If you're a boy, you probably will not like it at all. The Wild Robot is a good book for you if you're a boy, though. It is called Free Reign. I don't really want to describe it because it might spoil something, but go to Netflix and watch the trailer. It is the best show ever. I love the show. And next up is the movie Up. If you haven't seen the movie Up, it's on Disney Plus, and you need to see it. It is the best movie. It is hilarious. I laughed so many times in it. So definitely those are the recommendations for today. And next up is my funny section, which we have a special guest for today. So here it comes. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Here is the funny segment. And today I have a special guest, my little brother, Ian, who's going to be telling you a hilarious story. Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm better than better.
Good. Ready to tell the story?
Yep. Once there was a little boy, and he was going to the grocery store to get waffles. And then when he got to the waffle aisle, he realized there was no waffles left. And then he shouted, "Chuck Knuckles!"
Thank you so much, Ian. That was a hilarious story. Thank you for coming to be a guest on our podcast today.
Thank you, and stay safe and don't go out. Wear masks.
That is a very good message. Thank you, Ian. Bye.
Adults think they have things covered, but do they? Here in my podcast, you will be able to bring out your inner kid and have some fun. This podcast is made for kids, made by kids. Thanks for listening to Being a Kid Plus More. Stay tuned for more episodes.